Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew, thank you. Subject, his focus is on other women. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband shares far too many of his thoughts with me, and it's messing with my self-esteem. He has a bad habit of commenting on women's looks when we're out, and he uses the wrong words when he describes females in general. For example, his boss is getting remarried, and he said that the future wife has a nice tight booty and thighs. I asked why he was looking at her behind and why did he think it was cool to mention it to me. He said, as a man, there are certain things men notice, and as my wife, he should be able to tell me anything. I asked if he wanted me to do squats to firm up my booty, and he said that I take things the wrong way. He's so clueless. Why wouldn't I get offended by him saying nice things about another woman? He'll say that a waitress has a pretty smile or a woman passing by has nice hair, and then we'll debate over whether it's a weave or her natural hair. It's clear that he loves women without weave, but I've been wearing wigs and sew-ins since he met me, so I feel some type of way when he discusses the other women's hair. He just said that from now on, he will keep his mouth closed while we're out. When he tried that, we had nothing to talk about. I had no idea that we discussed other women and nonsense so much. It makes me sad that my husband admires other women. He tries to assure me that he's happy and that he loves everything about me, but I can't help but think he wants an upgraded wife. I would never tell him what I think about another man. He couldn't take it if I did it to him. Why doesn't he compliment me? Is our marriage in trouble? These are all questions that you need to really ask him. Why doesn't he compliment you? That is odd, isn't it? He's talking about all these other women, but he doesn't compliment his own wife. And you know what? You're right about one thing. He wouldn't be able to take it if you did that to him. His ego would be crushed. But he says he should be able to tell his wife anything. I mean, do you know how many divorces and breakups there would be if couples told their partners anything and everything? Like he said, why do you think we can't read each other's minds? Because they don't need to know what we're really thinking all the time. Your husband doesn't need to know what you're thinking all the time, and he doesn't need to know what you're thinking all the time. I'm not saying, of course, don't be truthful. I'm just saying, as his wife, you already know not to volunteer your opinion if a fine man walks in the room. But your husband obviously doesn't get that rule. You need to talk to him and let him know how this, you know, makes you feel, all these shenanigans he's pulling. He should want you to be happy, not hurt, but instead he's doing stupid stuff right in your face. He's not out with his boys doing this, but please, don't you be stupid too, all right? And let this get out of control and all of that. You can nip this in the bud, just letting him know, you know, what the real issue is here, how you really feel. Don't allow him to make you second guess yourself or to make you feel insecure. This is a time, you know, to love yourself even more. I mean, He's crazy just because he doesn't know how to shut up when he sees other attractive women. Really, Steve, I'm frustrated by this letter. Go ahead.
Yeah, see, this is making you mad because...
Yeah.
See, well, Shirley, because of the type of person you are, you have such a level of decency. You're not going to say what I'm going to say, but this is what you're thinking, but you don't have the... You don't want to talk like this. The subject
it.
Is his focus is on other women. My husband shares too many of his thoughts with me and is messing with my self-esteem. He has a bad habit of commenting on women's looks when we're out, and he uses the wrong words when he describes the females. For example, his boss is getting remarried, and he said that her future wife got a nice, tight booty and thighs. I asked him why he was looking at her and why he thought it was cool to mention it to me. He said, as a man, there's certain things that men notice, and as my wife, he should be able to tell me anything. I needed to read that passage so I can sum this letter up quickly. Quickly, we really can end the strawberry letter. I only have one question to this lady. When you all were dating, you didn't know that he was stupid? Because he didn't start this. He could have, but... There had to be signs that he was stupid. Everybody that's married, whose marriage has ended or lasted for a certain amount of time or anything else, will all be able to tell you that they saw signs of it in the beginning, but they ignored it. Everybody. Everybody. Everybody has married a red flag. That may not be a big flag. It might be a little red sticker with a toothpick in it. Some of y'all done married the red flag that's outside the courthouse. Some of y'all done married the flag where the soldiers got to come and raise it up and salute and fire shots. That's how big a flag you done married. But we all see them. So I think you saw some of this. But now when we come back, I'm going to have to tell you what this means. Because I know exactly why he's saying these things.
Ugh.
Why? Because men are just not that deep.
All right, hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, his focus is on other women. We'll get back into it right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, his focus is on other women.
Yeah, she's married to this guy who has no problem commenting on women's looks when he sees them. And he does it often. Now, the lady says that it's messing with my self-esteem. But I want to help you out with something. Your husband really is not a bright man. Because most men listening to this show will tell you that ain't a smart move. Why would you do that? I did it in my first marriage one time. I was taking my ex-wife to work.
What?
Yeah. I was taking my ex-wife to work one day. She was in the passenger seat and her mother was in the back seat. I was dropping both of them off at work. A girl, this chick was so fine, was crossing the street in the crosswalk.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm 25 years old now. Just got married. I might have still been 24. Yeah, I had the twins at 25, so the twins weren't born yet. So I was 24. This fine chick was walking, I said out loud, man, why she walking like that? Why her dress so tight?
What?
And brother, the rest of that ride to work with her and her mama in that car was a lesson on stupidity. They talked about me, man, like I wasn't even in the car. And I went, wow, man. So I dropped my mother-in-law off first. The conversation heightened. What is, why would you say something like, oh, so you looking at her? So why are you looking at her and worrying about why she walked? No, I was just trying to make conversation. Oh, but that's the conversation you're, I can't even tell you what all it was. It happened a long time. She get to work. So I understood after that. That was the last time. The last time I ever told anybody anything I thought about another woman.
Thank you.
I ain't said it. And I have thoughts all the time. Just like women have thoughts all the time. But you ain't supposed to say it. Mm-hmm. All right. So now, let me explain something to you. Then he was talking about how tight the boss's new wife had a tight booty and big thighs and everything. So she asked her husband, do you want me to start doing squats to firm up my booty? He said, I take things the wrong way. And, you know, and why, and you shouldn't be offended by he saying nice things about other women. When in essence, he shouldn't be saying nothing about these other women. Now, he'll say that a waitress got a pretty smile, or a woman by has nice, here's the one I want you to pay attention to. He'll say that a waitress has pretty smile, and a woman passing by has nice hair, and we'll debate over whether it's a weave or her natural hair. And it's clear that he loves women without weave, but I've been wearing wigs and sew-ins since we met. So I feel some kind of way when he discusses other women's hair. He's dropping hints. Let me explain something to you, because men ain't that deep. When he brings up these comparisons, he know you got a sew-in because he can't run his hands through your hair. He know you got clip-ins and wigs because he know if he run his finger through your hair, he going to push it on the floor. He know this. So now he brings up other women's hair to drop hints as to what he likes. The reason he brought up that big booty and tight thighs of his boss's future wife is because that's what he likes. So when you ask, do you want me to do more squats? Yes, that's exactly what he wanted. A man ain't going to keep doing this. And I'm going to tell you the other reason he's doing it, too. He said from now on, he'll keep his mouth shut while we out. He tried to do that, and then we didn't have nothing to talk about. So now you found out that's all y'all's conversation has been about that the whole time, because now you all go out and you have nothing to say. And then you say, it makes me sad that my husband admires other women and he tries to assure me he's happy, love everything about you, but I can't think he wants an upgraded wife. He wants you to do something different, because that's why he's dropping all these hints. But I'm going to tell you something about your husband that you may not have considered. Your husband is extremely inconsiderate.
Yeah.
Extremely. You're married to an inconsiderate man, because you said it best. If you did the same thing to him, oh my God, he couldn't take it. And no, he can't, because the male ego bruises easy. Now, you got to be careful, lady, because once you bruise the male ego, it's hard to come back from that. Because men hold that difference. You know, it's like, let me just tell you some stuff you can't never say to a man and get it back.
Okay, let's hear this.
That's the best you can do? Here's another one that you can't get back. I thought you were stronger than that. Here's the one you can't really get back. Has anybody ever told you that you're small.
Oh, okay. You can comment
see
on right today's there. Strawberry letter.
See, you ain't gonna be able
Instagram
to get none of that back.
And Facebook.
Your man is inconsiderate.
Steve Harvey FM. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
Is my marriage in trouble? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.